Hello and welcome to this audio training. This is Anne Maloney from annemaloney.com and I'm honoured to have you here with me today for this training called The Four Essential Habits of Midlife Career Change. It takes courage to change careers, especially as you get older. Statistics tell us that people are more likely to change careers when they're under 40. As they get older, people recognise that there are barriers towards changing career. Family commitments, financial considerations, a lack of confidence, and an unwillingness to start at the bottom are all identified as concerns that older people have when they're changing jobs mid-career. And yet there are hundreds of stories of people who have successfully stepped into a new career or who have returned to work at midlife. Research by Indeed.com has found that 88% of people who change career described themselves as being better off, happier, and more satisfied in their career for having made the change. So where do you even start if you're thinking about career change or returning to the workforce? Changing careers in your 40s or your 50s is a different game altogether to changing careers in your 20s. For a start, you're a very different person to the person you were in your 20s. By now, you'll have built up a mountain of value in terms of work experience and life experience. And you know yourself much better now. And maybe you're still not sure what you want, but you at least know what you don't want. And what you want, what you really want, is something more than just a new job or even a new career. You want to go deeper. You want to stretch yourself. And you want your job to have meaning and purpose in your life. And at the same time, your job needs to support you and your family to allow you to live your best life. You know that money is important and you want a job that gives you a good work-life balance. But you know you're looking for that and more. So maybe you're here today because you're still wondering, how can you have it all? How can you have financial security, work-life balance, and at the same time feel that your work is making a difference? If this is you, I'm delighted to have you along, to have you here with me today. I want to welcome you into a community of people who deeply desire this kind of change in their life. And in this training, I'm going to share with you what I believe are some of the basic habits that will transform your mid-career change so that you really can live a life of purpose, fulfillment, service, and abundance. But first, you might want to know what makes me an authority on the topic. So let me take a few minutes to properly introduce myself. My name is Anne Maloney, and I first started coaching people on their career way back in 2008. Since then, I've helped hundreds of people to move forward in their career. I've guided people from all walks of life to their next career step. I've worked with people who are out of work for whatever reason and who want to get back into the workforce. I've worked with people who have been made redundant. I've worked with people who know that their current job or their current career isn't satisfying them and they want to change. The thing that drew me to this was what I learned from my own career path. In 2008, I was already onto my third career when I set up my own business as a coach and trainer. My first career was as a primary teacher, which I loved. I mean, I loved everything about teaching children. I worked in a wonderful school with great colleagues and beautiful children. But I wanted to stretch myself and try something new. And I moved into my second career, which was on the very other end of the career spectrum, in the area of software development. First as a programmer, then as systems analyst and project manager. Now, I just want to explain what a big leap this was from primary teaching to software development. It's about as big a leap as you can possibly make. Not only that, it was completely outside my vision of something that I thought I might possibly be able to do. It's probably not so true nowadays in 2021, but it was certainly true way back in the 1990s. Computers were for boys and teaching was for girls. So it had never occurred to me that I would be able to do this, that I even had the kind of mind that could be a programmer or systems analyst. But I found I could, and I was really good at it, and I had a very successful career in software development. Looking back, I can see it was probably one of my first experiences of understanding how much we can hold ourselves back by beliefs or assumptions that we're making about what we're capable of. Now, I loved coaching and working for myself, but it also happened to coincide with those years of the recession, where the economy crashed and where people had less and less money to spend on extra services like coaching. So it was hard. It was really hard. I found myself in a situation where I was certainly living my life of passion, but it wasn't sustaining me financially. And once again, I found myself needing to change. I think this was one of the lowest points in my career. I was 50 years of age, and I had no idea what I wanted to do next. The opportunities just didn't seem to be there, and I felt I was too old to even think about starting again at a new career. Finally, after months of uncertainty, confusion, and just feeling stuck, I woke up one morning and I just had the words, "I'm moving," in my head. And I knew what the words were telling me. They were saying I had to move anyway, even if I didn't know what the move was. I knew I had to stop trying to solve the problem of my career, stop trying to plan my next step, stop trying to figure out what I should do. I had forgotten how to live in the moment. I had forgotten how to follow my heart and trust that there was something out there for me. I had lost sight of the fact that I had more potential, more to do, and that life is always ready to meet me when I open up to it. So what I did was, I took what was probably the biggest leap of faith I have ever taken. I put a rucksack on my back and I went travelling through Southeast Asia and Australia. This was travelling just for its own sake, no intention, just enjoying whatever the day would bring. And I just knew deep down that at the end of it, something in my life would have shifted just because I had shifted. Well, I had planned to travel for just 3 months, but I ended up staying away for 7 wonderful years living and working in Vietnam and Bali before returning home. Looking back, I think I can divide my life into life before 50 and life after 50. My life since then has been anything beyond I could have imagined. And it was in the decision to trust life and to follow it that I learned so much about what I'm capable of. I found new passions, new talents that I never knew I had. But mostly, I have found that I can trust myself. I can ask for what I want, and I can move forward when I need to. In the past, my idea of success revolved around reaching my potential, finding my life purpose and living the dream. But it was a destination rather than a journey. Now I see success as a process rather than an end result. I haven't arrived anywhere, but the journey is worth it, and the successes are there. I just don't feel so dependent on them now. So as you can see from my story, I know from personal experience what it's like to be stuck, to be lost, to be unemployed, needing a change, or just ready to move on to the next level. And I know how to move from that stuck place into a job or career that works for me. And along the way, I have learned the practical steps that need to be taken in order to get a new job or a new career. But I also know that taking those practical steps just isn't enough. The truth is, it's also about coming to understand, to really understand, that you are gifted and valuable. And it's about possessing an abundance outlook. It's about trusting. It's about being practical. And it's about letting go what doesn't serve you and embracing what inspires you. It's about focusing less on the perfect job and more on who you want to become in the process. My goal in this training is to inspire you to see beyond looking for a new job and instead to learn how to connect with your inner wisdom. And then use that wisdom to direct all of the decisions you make towards getting the job and the career that you want. So let's talk about the habits that I talked about earlier. Let's talk about what they are and why they should matter to you in your search for a career of fulfillment and passion. The first habit is about time. The thing for most of us is that we tend to take action on our career only when it becomes absolutely necessary. You've lost your job, or your finances or personal circumstances mean that getting a new job or a career is a must. In other words, your career suddenly becomes the thing that you have to sort out. So you pick up your CV, update your LinkedIn profile, and start applying for jobs. And along the way, somehow try to figure out what you should really be doing with your life. The need to change career or the desire to change career catches you by surprise. And only then do you realise just how little attention you've been giving to it. Creating a fulfilling, satisfying career rarely happens overnight. In fact, it's a lifelong journey. If you want your career to become something that fulfills you and allows you to fulfil your purpose, then you have to give it time consistently. Or, more accurately, you have to give yourself time. A career that you love is part of a life that you love. The only way to make time for working on your career is to make it your top priority, to pay attention to yourself first, before anything else. So the first habit is to make a commitment to invest time every day to work on your own personal development. Make a habit of it and make it part of your life. Every minute you invest in yourself will pay dividends in your career down the road. Creating a life and a career you love go hand in hand, and they're built from the inside out. Changing career, whether you have chosen it or whether it has been forced upon you, can be challenging. Creating stability and balance in your life as much as is possible for you before you start is a must if you want to be able to navigate the challenges of changing career and staying on track. The second habit is all about letting go. I saw this cartoon strip once with four pictures. In the first picture, a woman walks into the hairdresser and says, "I want a completely different hairstyle." In the second image, she says, "But don't cut it short." In the third, she says, "And I want to keep the bob." In the fourth picture, she walks out of the hairdresser with exactly the same hairstyle that she walked in with. Do you see where I'm going with this? If we want change, we have to allow change to happen to us. We have to be willing to change. My life changed drastically when I decided to go travelling in 2010, but it wouldn't have happened if I hadn't finally let go. The hardest thing to let go was not the past, because I was ready to let go of the past. I knew I wanted to try something new. The hardest thing to let go was a vision I had about the future. I had an idea of what success looked like for me. Aged 50, it involved security and climbing the career ladder, but with an eye to retirement, and all within the limitations of what I thought I could achieve at my age. So you see, beliefs about age come into it all the time. But because I had held on so tightly, I had made my version of my future very small indeed. I only see this in hindsight. But in order to allow a different future to happen, I had to create space for it. So the second habit is to let go the future. Holding on to our future vision of success holds us back as much as holding on to the past. Our future vision is inextricably linked with what other people and society think is right for us. It's also linked with our successes and failures in the past. We need to really think about what we are wishing for ourselves. What conditions are we imposing on our future self? And what might happen if we let go those restrictions? I often think of the quotation by Michelangelo, where he talks about every block of stone having a statue inside it. And the quote is, "I saw the angel in the marble and I chipped away until I set him free." Letting go is not about loss. It's about setting yourself free. Now, before we move on to the third habit, let's talk for a minute about passion. One of the most common stumbling blocks to launching a career that you're passionate about is figuring out what you're passionate about in the first place. Sadly, many of us go about finding our passion in the wrong way. How? By thinking about it. We're used to using our minds to figure things out. Now here's the problem. Passion can't be found in your head because it lives in your heart. Passion is a felt experience, and it's not something you can make yourself feel. That's because the feeling of passion will come after you have had the experience, not before. Passion is not something that we find. It's a way of living that we develop. You feel your way to your truth from the inside out. And the way to uncover the secrets of your heart is through your intuition. Allowing this wisdom to reveal itself takes time and space, as we've already talked about in the first two habits. But it also takes movement. So the third habit is to move. Have you ever found that going for a walk helps you to find answers to a problem? You often come back with a new solution or a new way of looking at things. Now, this movement could be dance or yoga or simply walking in nature. The important thing to remember is that this is movement without a goal or purpose. This is an exercise where we give our minds a rest. It's movement for its own sake. Unfocused, free movement allows energy to flow through our body. We receive insights spontaneously when we are in a state of flow. It feels like they come to us rather than that we merely think them. Learn to listen to these insights. They carry our deepest desires. Changing career is all about movement. You're moving from the old to the new. You're moving from the familiar to the unfamiliar. Now, part of that movement is practical, taking the steps forward that you need to take. But the magic comes when those actions are inspired, when they spring from your heart and your spirit and your highest self. Now, the problem with listening to your heart is that quite often it will lead you in a direction you hadn't planned. It will tell you to get out of your comfort zone, and invariably it will provoke all of your fears and all the convictions you have made about what's possible and, more importantly, about what is not possible. You see, your highest self doesn't see the limitations that you have put on yourself with your mind. And it can be thrilling and terrifying at the same time. These are moments when we open up to new possibilities. These are the magic moments. And just know that when they come, you're on the right track. These are the moments of true passion. Passion always lifts us up. It reminds us of our potential. It inspires us to raise our game and live by our own standards and beliefs and not by other people's rules. We never know what the future holds. We don't know what's going to happen to ourselves or to the people we love. But that's not a reason to live scared. It's a reason to live fully. At the end of your life, you are far more likely to regret playing small than you are to regret having grasped life fully. So the fourth habit is to take risks. Now, I'm not talking here about taking really big risks like quitting your job in the morning or leaving your country and going and looking for a job on the other side of the world. No, this is about allowing risk-taking to be part of your daily life. Risk-taking is, in the sense that I mean it here, about choosing your own path, following your own North Star. It's about living a life where you actively seek out new experiences. So make risk a part of your daily life. It's said that we generally overestimate what we can achieve in a year and underestimate what we can achieve in 5. In other words, small, daily, inspired actions which take you out of your comfort zone will, over time, transform your life. The added bonus is what might come out of it. When you step out, you might meet somebody you wouldn't have met otherwise. You might come across an opportunity that you hadn't thought of. You might find yourself doing something you enjoy that you never thought you could. And here's the other thing that might happen. You might even find yourself getting excited about change. During my 7-year travel adventure, I ended up teaching Vietnamese children in Vietnam and becoming a breathwork facilitator in Bali. I really do understand it when people say something was beyond their wildest dreams. I could never have planned it. I could never even have imagined it. Life had more in store for me than anything I could have imagined for myself. Now, I've been changing careers all my life, and here I am in my 60s changing career again. So I think I know a little bit about it. And possibly the most important thing I've learned from all the changes in my life and career is that it always turns out okay in the end. And I'm going to say it again because it's so important. It always turns out okay in the end. And if it's not okay yet, it just means you haven't arrived yet. Now, I know this has been a lot, and you're welcome to listen to this audio training over and over again. As a matter of fact, I want you to listen to it over again, because these habits are the foundation for a new way of living for you. This is my sincere hope, my desire for you, that you bring yourself into your career as much as you bring your career into your life. But we know that desire for change without action is useless, right? And because I did promise you a training, not just a lecture, and as your instructor, you're not going to make it out of here without some homework. So when you have finished listening to this audio, I want you to take a look at the accompanying worksheet and spend some time going through the exercises there. And so before you go, I'm going to remind you of the four habits we talked about and ask you a question about each one, just to get you thinking about how these habits are working in your own life. So the first habit is give yourself time. Are you making time for yourself to deal with the important things in your life so that you can feel good about yourself first? The second habit is let go. Can you let go your previous ideas of what success is to you so that you can open yourself up to so much more? And the third habit is to move. Do you find time to move freely through the day? Are you connected with the flow and let life come to you? And the fourth habit is take risks. Are you ready to step out of your comfort zone and deliberately choose your own path? Do you live life on your own terms? I hope these questions may have awakened in you some understanding of what is possible for you. Whatever stage of the career journey you are on, allow these habits to support and inspire you. If you've enjoyed this training, and if you haven't done so already, go to annemaloney.com and sign up for yourself so that you can join this community of people and we can begin seeking change together. And also maybe you can forward this training to someone else you know who could benefit. I'm so honoured to have shared this time with you. I'd love to hear how the training has impacted you, so please leave a comment or contact me at anne@annemaloney.com or join me on Facebook. I'm dying to celebrate with you. Much love, my friends.